Ventriloquist and voiceover artist Paul Winchell died Friday. He was the voice of Tigger.
The wonderful thing about Tigger is Tigger the wonderful sings. The tops are made of the rubber, the bottoms are made of the strings. The bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tigger is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Unlike other Disney voices that could be performed by other actors, Paul Winchell's was the only voice for Tigger, whose distinctive laugh and mischievous growl charmed more than a generation of children in Walt Disney's Winnie the Pooh movies. Winchell's career began 69 years ago. At 13, he was featured on the radio program Amateur Hour, winning a contest for his imitation of ventriloquist Edgar Bergen and his dummy, Charlie McCarthy. Later on, he created his own routine with his dummies, the rather dense Knucklehead Smith and wisecracking Jerry Mahoney.
Now look, Jerry, all summer long you've been a little glutton. Glutton schnutton, cast me to nothing. No. Now look, Jerry, I'm only telling you this for your own good. I'm not going to let you stuff yourself, that's all.
All right, go ahead, stop me. Go ahead, kill me.
Oh, be quiet. Just because I don't want you to be a pig, does that make me a rat, a beast? The horrible monster.
But keep going. You're in there somewhere.
Winchell faced a number of obstacles in his life. As a child, he had polio. He also suffered from speech impediments, which he overcame by learning to throw his voice. In addition to his show business career, Winchell also was a prolific inventor, holding more than 30 patents. He developed an early version of an artificial heart. He invented a flameless cigarette lighter. And he was the first person to introduce a disposable razor. Paul Winchell died at his home in Los Angeles Friday. He was 82 years old. No cause of death was reported.